Sean Bowman, the wrestling coach with the Ottoman Wheelers, joining us here as we take a look at the upcoming 2020 season. And Sean, always fun to catch up with you and talk a little wrestling.
Yeah, thanks for all the coverage you do, Jeff, and it's great to hear from you again.
Absolutely, Coach. We're kind of previewing the upcoming season for you guys. About 10 kids out this year. How are things looking here early on? Pretty excited about those numbers?
Yeah, it is. We're only doubled up on maybe a couple weights, so hopefully we're going to see 8-9 varsity matches all the time. And, of course, we can split them out a little bit and hopefully get 10 kids on the mat this year. That's a plus for us. We also went with Exire Elkhorn Kimmelton, and we ended up getting one kid from them. So hopefully in the future we can get some more boys come up from down there and fill out a whole team anyway in the next few years. So,
Sean, how long had you guys kind of worked on trying to get that combination with Exire Elkhorn Kimmelton?
I think this is probably about the fourth or fifth year that we've tried, and we thought we had it done last year, and it kind of fell through. And so this year we got to start somewhere, and we did go down, and Coach Christensen went down and had a meeting with them, and there was 9 kids there, and just to listen to his speech, and we got one anyway, Derek Colmas, so.
Well, that's good to hear. It's a start, Coach. You mentioned you got kind of a couple of guys doubling up on the weights right now, and you're hoping to kind of get things moved around. How many guys are at or close to the weight class you're hoping to have them wrestle at right now?
For the most part, we did our body composition test last week, and we got some kids that can't go any lower than where they're at. So that kind of threw a wrench in some things, and some kids will have to bump up maybe at the lower weights right now.
How's the breakdown grade-wise? Is it a pretty well split up, or are you guys really young, a little bit older this year, or is it just kind of, like I said, is it kind of broken down pretty good grade-wise?
Yeah, there's 2 seniors, and then I think 2 or 3 juniors, I can't remember, and then it's like 2 or 3 in each class, so it's pretty well split up.
Coach, experience-wise, pretty happy with the amount of experience you guys have coming back?
Yes, we do have one new kid, Manny. He, I don't think, ever wrestled before. He came, and his brother and him, he was the kicker for the football team. And Manny tried to go out for wrestling, and he has showed a lot of enthusiasm, and he just needs to learn some more moves. He's so quick, and hopefully he'll learn some stuff and be good for us at the lower weight.
What do you feel like the strength of the team will be, especially early as the season gets underway?
Well, definitely our middle weights. I mean, we're like Carter Andreessen will be at 45, 38, 45, something in there. And then Javen Blatt will be at 70 or 82, and then Cooper Nielsen will be at 95. And those three show a lot of potential for us anyway.
As far as that potential, what do you feel like their strengths are going to be? And are you expecting them to be able to help maybe bring along some of the younger guys?
Yeah, definitely. Carter brings a lot of experience back into the room for Audubon, and he's been around the wrestling mat for years, and hopefully he can bring these younger guys with, show them what it really takes to be good and make it down. I mean, he was one match away from state, and that's his potential goal. And hopefully all the other two can help them younger guys out too.
Coach, tell us who the kids are that are going to be going out and the kind of the weight classes that you're hoping to have them in once you get everybody where you need them at this year.
Okay, Zeke Conkler will be at 120, and then Manny and Derek Colmas will be at 26 and 32. We'll probably just have to switch them two guys around a little bit. They actually have a wrestle-off tonight. We'll see who's going to be gets the 26th spot. And then Carter Andreessen either at 35 or 38 or 45. And then Keegan Dice will probably be at 45 or 52. And then Lane Barber, he will be at 52 or 60. And Colby Otten, it will be as our other senior. He'll be at 60 or 70. And then Javen Blatt will be at 70 or 82. Cooper Nielsen will be at 195. And Alex Foran will be at 220 or heavyweight. He doesn't know what he's going to do yet. So
it looks like and sounds like a kind of a good breakdown as far as guys being able to practice against guys that are comparable with them as well.
Yeah, they actually match up great in practice. We're not supposed to wrestle with multiple opponents right now, so it's good they can just pick their partner for the season, and we'll go on from there. So,
what's your biggest concerns coming into the year?
Well, there's the experience. Them younger guys don't have a lot of experience. I know Derek, he wrestled when he was younger. And last year he tried to play basketball because Elkhorn Kimbleton did not have wrestling. So he went out for basketball. So he's a sophomore, and so he's a freshman to us just because of he missed a season already. And hopefully them guys can show some potential coming up. If they can do that, we should be able to compete in some tournaments and some duels anyway.
And, Coach, I know you already had kind of mentioned before we started the interview, schedule already getting changed a little bit. You guys were supposed to be down at Avoca on Thursday, now headed to Woodbine along with Loma. So how do you feel like the schedule looks? Do you kind of like the potential matchups you have if everything is okay?
I like the way we're doing it. The conference switched it around a little bit, where we do not do our dual team tournament no more. We are dueling everybody throughout the year, and then we'll just have a individual WIC tournament. So our schedule got turned around a lot this year. So we have only two nights that we are not wrestling conference people. So we go to Southeast Warren and wrestle down there, and then up Southeast Webster, I think, wrestle up there. So we get to see different competition, and at least we change the conference way we're doing things now.
Do you like the weekend tournament schedule? Does it look pretty solid this year?
Yeah. We did get out of the Coon Rapids tournament, and we're going down to Atlantic to the Bob Dyer tournament. That'll be huge. I think last year, I know there were some tournaments got canceled, and they got in some extra teams. I think they had 17 or 18 teams there last year, and I don't know how many teams will come back this year with all the pandemic going on and stuff. So hopefully that'll be a lot tougher tournament than Coon Rapids. Coon Rapids was down a lot last year, and, I mean, we hate to leave that Coon Rapids tournament. That used to be one of the toughest tournaments that we would go to beside Ida Grove, but you know, we get to see different competition, and 2A and 3A schools will be at Atlantic, so we'll definitely see some good competition there.
You mentioned the WIC going away from the dual tournament. How do you feel like the WIC breaks down? Who are the teams to beat in the WIC this year for that overall team championship?
Well, we was looking at the sectional pairings, and down in Riverside, I think it has all the top dual team teams down there, and that would be Underwood and Logan and Missouri Valley. Voca will be good, and Riverside, I think it's going to be a toss-up between them four or five schools, and just because, one, they're full, and that's what hurts a lot of us. And I just feel that's probably one of the toughest sectionals in Southwest Iowa right now. Is they got five or six of them Western Iowa teams there that are going to compete to go to, you know, districts. But I see Underwood and Logan. They're always tough. It's who's going to come out on top between those two, I think. But,
well, Coach, it's always good to get a chance to catch up with you and talk wrestling. Can't wait to see you throughout the season and get a chance to catch up with you and talk a little wrestling as well. Thanks for joining us here today. Best of luck with this upcoming season.
I appreciate that, Jeff, and thanks for all you do and all the coverage you guys give us.
You bet. Head coach Sean Bowman again with the Ottoman Wheeler Wrestling Program.